as though everything depended on God, and work as if everything depended on you. That's something St. Augustine said. Pray as though everything depended on God, and work as if everything depended on you. Now, I know a lot of you guys like to raise your hands no matter what I say, so I want you to think very carefully, and don't raise your hand till I tell you to. And only if you agree with me, okay? When I was a doctor, I had to take a test that went all day. Started at 8 in the morning, and it ended at 4 in the afternoon. It was a hard test, because if I didn't pass it, I wouldn't get my license to become a doctor, and I couldn't work. So it's very, very important that I did well on the test. Now, don't raise your hands yet till you hear the whole thing. Should I, if I got to take this test, should I go home, watch TV all day, and just pray to God that I do good? Or should I study really, really hard and then pray to God that I should do good? How many people think I should just go home, watch TV, pray to God, and not worry about it? Okay, thank you. How many think I should work really hard and study and then pray to God and hope that I do good? All right, good. That's what I want you to do. Today's readings talk to us about how Jesus became the person that we can always count on. So let me ask you this. How many of you people worry that when you go home today, your house will be locked and nobody will be there and your parents moved away? No? How many of you, you think so? You think when you go home today, your parents are going to be gone? You can come to my house then. How many of you think when you go home today, you're going to, your mom or your dad's going to go, well, we gave your room away and now there's no room for you to stay? You too. See? Most of us just expect that they're going to go home. Our parents are going to take care of us. That's what Jesus was done for us. That's what the first reading says. Back in the old times, they had to bring stuff to the high priest, and he had to pray to God and hope that God would do it. And what it says with Jesus, we're like God's kids now. So God knows what we need, and he gives it to us. So we should not worry about things. Which makes me wonder about how many people think it's a sin to worry? It can be. It can be a sin. There's a difference between being afraid and worrying. There's a good reason sometimes you'd be afraid. If you guys are walking home and a big dog with hairy teeth and stuff would come after you, would you be afraid? I would be afraid. But you don't walk home worrying about it every day, do you? I hope there's not a big hairy dog coming after me. Yet we worry about a lot of things. If I was taking that big test, do you think it would help me if I worried about it? No. But I could be afraid. Oh, this is so important. I'm scared to take the test. That's normal. But if I sit there and go at home and I go, oh, that test is going to be so hard. I'm not going to do good. Jesus says to come to him and then not worry. But we have to do our part. When you heard the gospel, when they heard that Jesus was healing them, they didn't all sit at home saying, oh, I hope Jesus heals me. No, they ran. There were so many people that Jesus had to get in a boat because they were going to surround him. When we need Jesus, we have to do our part to go to him. And then once we go to him, though, we don't worry. Worrying is your thinking about that something bad might happen, or this is going to happen from that. And it does nothing but keep us away from God. And Jesus says, I want you to look at me as like your parents. That you don't even have to worry that, yeah, I'll do it for you. But you have to do your part too. Do all of you have stuff to do at home, or are you just like, you got servants and stuff that do it? Nobody's got servants at their house like me? Oh, I have Father Aaron. He like does everything for me. I just tell him and he has to do it. We have to do our part at home. We have to work. We have to do our part. And the better we do our part, the better we're part of the family and what's going on. And so St. Augustine said, when you pray to God, give it to him. Don't just pray a little bit, oh God, you help me, and then worry all day about it. Actually give it to him. Jesus said, can worrying add one moment to your life? No. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. It'll take care of itself. And Jesus said, God feeds the birds. He clothes the animals. So why do you worry about anything? So worrying can be a sin if we don't trust God. And all those people that came to Jesus came because they wanted to have him healed. They wanted to be healed. But they came. We have to do our part. And they came because they knew Jesus could do it. Sometimes we don't ask Jesus because we honestly don't think he can do it. Because we don't trust him. Because sometimes we ask Jesus to do something for us, he didn't do it. And we say, oh, Jesus, you didn't do this, so I don't think you're going to do something else. What we don't realize is that God, like your parents, know what's best for you. So sometimes God doesn't give you what you want because he knows it's not the best thing for you. Or he knows you have to get it later on. I'm sure, except for you maybe, do your parents give you everything you want? See, I knew it. He gets everything he wants, but everybody else doesn't. And it's because our parents know it's not good for us. So how many of you like hot dogs? All right, if you went home and said, Mom, I like hot dogs, and she made you eat like 6 of them, would you be happy? No. Who would be happy? All right. Sometimes we get too much of stuff, and that's what Jesus is trying to tell us. If Jesus doesn't give us what we want, it's because sometimes it's not the best thing for us. But Jesus wants you to understand, don't worry about things, but also you need to do your part. So the more you do your part, the less you have to worry about what Jesus is going to do his part. So if I had to take this really hard test and I studied for a really long time, do you think I'd feel better about taking the test? I sure did. Do you think I ever passed the test? Oh yeah. Not only did I pass the test, I got the best grade that any of the residents ever got. I know, I was shocked myself. They called me in and said, you know why they called? Because the guy that's in charge of all the residents didn't really like me, so it was hard for him to tell me that I did so well. But I was laughing about that. So when we do our part, and then we give it to God, we don't have to worry, because we know God will do the best that's for us. So I want you to think about the next time you worry about something. First, what can I do so that I don't have to worry about it? And second, always, always, always pray and give it to God. And say, God, I've done what I can, and now it's up to you. And then don't worry, because God knows what's best for you. And if you could have a relationship with God like you do with your mom or dad, that's a really strong faith that you'll have. And you will be really happy in your life. because you always know that he knows what's best and he's going to do it for you. But you have to do your part as well.